You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by My Local Music Lessons, enabling busy families and professionals to arrange for music lessons in the comfort of their own homes or at the location of their choice. My Local Music Lessons uses certified and fully vetted instructors to teach string, voice, and percussion lessons of various kinds. More information can be found at mylocalmusiclessons.com. Thank you for listening to KGNU. Stay with us for this next hour with The Opera Box.
Science fills the air every Tuesday morning with electromagnetic waves transmitted through space in the form of How on Earth, the KGNU Science Show. News, features, interviews, commentaries, and infinitely more. You'll hear what's happening in Boulder and around the world. Out of the lab and into your radio. It's How on Earth, every Tuesday morning at 8:35 on KGNU.
Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and tonight we're going to be talking exclusively about all the great operatic and vocal concerts you can look forward to at the Aspen Music Festival and School this summer. Students and some very, very talented soloists as well, including Renee Fleming, Michelle DeYoung, and others, full-length operas, and of course other works that are just vocal works that are incorporated into some of the 300 concerts that are being presented starting on June 29th and going through August 20th. Some of the greatest musicians in the world congregating up there. So go to aspenmusicfestival.com and find out more about all the events that are happening. Make your plans right now so that you can be sure that you don't miss another summer of great music up in Aspen. For starters, on July 1st and every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, Ed Berkeley does a more theatrical approach, I guess you might say, in his master classes for his opera scenes master classes. And the students sometimes are singing with full orchestra and other times singing with solo piano. And then he gives some great ideas to the singers about how to act better and how to embody the parts better. And in so doing, when he has them sing again, they oftentimes sound a whole lot better as a result of just working on the theatrical elements. Now, on July 15th, 17th, and 18th, Verdi's La Traviata, his most beautiful melodious opera, perhaps the least muscular and the least masculine of all of his operas, is going to be performed. Verdi himself was a man who lived with a woman without being married to her, and she especially took a lot of flack for that, and he was very, very upset with the people who were judging him for the lifestyle choice that he had made and making his partner's life so miserable. When he found out about a play about the story of La Traviata, a quote-unquote fallen woman who was also sick with tuberculosis and eventually dies, but a big part of the drama actually is about her life and how she leaves the frivolity of the party life and falls in love with a man, goes and lives with him, and then family pressures tear them apart because he comes from a respectable family and she is not a respectable woman. And Verdi had enormous sympathy and connected very much his personal life to what was going on in the life of Violetta in La Traviata. Let's take a listen to the first act of La Traviata by Verdi. This is a performance. It's a performance on Naxos Records. The libretto is by Francesco Boria Piave and features such singers as Monica Kraus, Ranveig Braga, Ivica Neshibova, Jordi Ramiro, Georg Tichy, Peter Oswald, Pavel Mori, and others. The Slovak Philharmonic Chorus and the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra Bratislava. Alexander Rabari is our conductor. The first act of Verdi's La Traviata, which you will get to hear in its entirety if you were lucky enough to make it up to Aspen this summer. Again, they're playing it on July 15th, 17th, and 18th.
piacer non, ma signora è un'altra che molto valora. Pochi amici a lui simili sono.
Io Visconti mi sei di tano.
Caro prego, marchese.
Valetta, l'amistà qui si intreccia al diletto.
Pronto il tutto, miei cari sediti, io il convito che sopra ogni cor.
Egli cesta le fughe, segrete e fuga, ma sempre la vita di tu.
Sempre Alfredo voi pensa.
Scherzati!
E graffoste ogni dì con affanno qui volò di voi chiese.
Scherzati! Nulla so io per lui.
Non mi inganno.
Io vedo qui, ogni ciò, mal comprendo.
Sì, è vero.
Di grazie vi renda. Voi baroni, feste altrettanto.
Ti conosco da un anno soltanto.
E ti sono da qualche minuto. Meglio foro se avresti taciuto.
Mentre ciò su quel giovin.
Perché? Amo dirti se non ti voglio.
E tu dunque non apri più bocca.
E la madama ti scuota e lo tocca.
Sono libri che penso.
E che bravo mortal come poeta.
Vediamo, vediamo,
Madama né un verso né un viva. Troverete in quest'orda giuriva. Dunque a te.
Sì, sì, un brindisi.
Già in cor.
Dunque attenti.
Sì, attenti a cantare.
Godiam fogo gerra in noi, Gaudium.
soffrite.
O cerchi questo.
Un tremito che provo. Or, là, passate, fra poco anch'io sarò.
Come la madre.
Cessate l'ansia che vi turbò.
Sto meglio.
Ma in cotal guisa v'ucciderete, avverbe dopo cura dell'esser vostro.
E lo potrei.
O se mia foste custode veli e re, i pei vostri sabidi.
Che diti? A forse ancora cura di me.
Perché nessuno al mondo amava.
Nessuno.
Tranne son io.
Chi è vero? Sì, grande amore dimenticato, vero?
Ridete, e voi mancone.
Ancora sì, forse. Io che lo richiedete.
Ma se mia foste, non potresti allora celiar.
Dite davvero?
Io non vi inganno.
Da molto è che mi amate.
Ah, sì, da un anno. Un dì felice eterea mi pare. Quel dì tremante vissi di ignoto amor, di quell'amor, quell'amor che palpito dell'universo, dell'universo intero. Misterioso, misterioso altero, croce, croce delizia, croce delizia, delizia al cor.
Ah, se c'è me, facetemi, solo mi sta,
misterioso altero.
tradisco e marco.
Dove giungesti? Prendete questo fiore.
Perché?
Devi portarlo.
Quando?
Quando sarà passito.
O ciel, domani.
Ebbene, domani.
Io son felice.
Domani dite ancora.
Oh, quanto, quanto amo, quanto,
quanto.
Io son felice.
Domani dite ancora.
Oh, quanto, quanto amo, quanto,
quanto. Partite.
E parto.
Addio.
Di più non bramo.
Addio.
Addio.
Oh!
1 of Verdi's La Traviata. All 4 acts of that great Verdi opera can be heard up at the Aspen Music Festival on July 15th, 17th, and 18th. And I've been looking over the entire schedule, and again, just a few reminders of what's going on up in Aspen in the world of opera and voice. Every Saturday, starting on July 1st, all the way through August 19th, at 10 a.m., Opera Scene's Masterclass. And those are, again, run by Ed Berkeley and some of the really fine singers in the program up there at the Aspen Music Festival and School will be getting some tips on how to be more dramatic in their performances and more true to the intention of the composer. July 15th, 17th, and 18th, as I mentioned, full-scale productions at the Wheeler Opera House, the very intimate Wheeler Opera House of Verdi's La Traviata. Then on Friday, July 21st, the Aspen Chamber Symphony is doing Ravel's L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, so you might want to check out that one as well. Tuesday, July 25th, a full-scale recital with the great mezzo-soprano Michelle DeYoung, and that will include Mahler's Rückertlieder, as well as selected songs of Duparc and Timothy Collins and other works as well. Friday, July 28th, the Aspen Chamber Symphony. André Schön, the baritone, singing songs of a wayfarer, among other works that night. On Saturday, July 29th, a recital by André Schön, again, that baritone, with Andreas Hefliger playing the piano. And you'll be hearing songs from Schwanengesang, as well as, well, actually more songs from Schwanengesang in the first and second half. Renee Fleming is coming up on July 30th, so you certainly want to catch that if you possibly can. And then going into the last week, this is where things really pick up, on August 15th, 17th, and 19th, Mozart's La Clemenza di Tito. And then on Sunday, August 20th, Berlioz, The Damnation of Faust, a big orchestral concert with a big chorus and lots of great solo singers as well. Magnificent. AspenMusicFestival.com is where you can find out about all the phenomenal vocal experiences that you can have in the world of opera and vocal music in general. Well, I'd like to play some of the lesser-known opera of Mozart. It's actually the very last one he wrote, right after actually the Magic Flute, which many considered his last opera. But in fact, he completed La Clemenza di Tito even just a little bit after that. And this goes back to the Opera Seria, where great gods and goddesses and kings and all those kinds of people are trying to work out the moral values that are part of the culture. And this is an opera that's about that. And La Clemenza di Tito is about Titus, the great emperor, who offers clemency to his enemies. Let's take a listen to some of the music from this, which will be on that final week in August at the Aspen Music Festival and School.
Caso e la congiura non è certo finora,
e benché
restar. Io non ho mente per distinguer consigli.
Se sfuggi, conserva la tua vita e il mio onor. Tu sei perduto se alcun ti scopre, e se scoperto sei, pubblico è il mio segreto.
In questo seno sepolto resterà, nessuno il seppe, tacendo non morrò.
Mi fiderei se minor tenerezza per te tu intervenessi. Il suo rigore lo temo già, la sua clemenza io temo, questa ti vincerà.
Sesto!
Che chiedi?
La tua spada!
E perché?
Colui che cinto delle spoglie regali agli occhi tuoi cadde trafitto al suolo, ed ingannato dall'apparenza tu credesti Tito era Lentulo. Il colpo la vita a lui non tolse, il resto intendi? Vieni!
Un colpo fatale al fin tiranna!
Sesto, partir conviene, è già raccolto per udirti il senato, e non possio differir di condurti!
Ingrata! Addio!
Stato, ma che ne ho Signor, l'ora trascorre, il di solenne sai che non soffre il trascurarli, e tutto cola d'intorno alla festiva arena il popolo raccolto, e non s'attende che la presenza tua. Ciascun sospira dopo il noto periodo di rivederti salvo, alla tua Roma non differirsi bel contento.
Andremo, Publio, fra poco. Io non avrei riposo se di sesto il destino pria non sapessi. Avrà il senato mani le sue discolpe udite. Avrà scoperto, vedrai che gli ho innocente e non dovrebbe parlar molto l'avviso.
Ma troppo chiaro, lentulo favello.
Lentulo forse cerca il fallo un compagno per averlo al perdono. Ei non ignora quanto sesto me caro. Arte comune questa è del rei. Pur dal senato ancora non torna alcun che mai sarà. Va, chiedi che si fa, che si attende. Io tutto voglio saper prima di partire.
Vado, ma temo di non tornar nunzio felice.
E poi credor sesto infedele. Io dal mio cuore il suo misuro e un impossibil parmi che gli m'abbia tradito.
Ma signor, non han tutti il cor di Tito. Tardi sa fede, d'un tradimento, chi mai di fede mancar non sa. Un cor verace, pieno d'onore, non è portento, se ogni altro cuore crede in
thank you. il mio sesto non credo. Io l'ho veduto non sol figlio ed amico, ma tenero per me. Tanto cambiarsi un'alma non potrebbe. Agno che repi l'innocenza di sesto, consolami.
Signor, pietà per lui, ma l'implorario vengo.
Cesare, non dissio, sesto è l'autore della trama crudel.
Dubbio, ed è vero.
Purtroppo, e di sua bocca tutto affermò, co-complici il senato alle fiere il condanna. Ecco il decreto terribile, ma giusto. Ne vi manca un signor che il nome Augusto.
Onnipossenti dei!
Oh, pietoso monarca!
Agno, per ora lasciami in pace!
La gran pompa unite, sai che le genti omai.
Lo so, partite!
Mi perdona se ho parlato morto non sano della mia cara sposa, egli Germano!
Ah sì, lo scellerato mora,
senza udirlo, mando se sto a morir. Sì, già l'intese abbastanza il senato, e se gli avesse qualche arcano a svegliarmi, olà, s'ascolti e poi vada al supplicio, a me si qui dissesto. E pur di chi regna infelice il destino, a noi si nega ciò che a più bassi è dato. In mezzo al bosco quel villanel mendico a cui circonda.
And as the glorious music of Mozart continues, I thought I would once again remind you to make a point of seeing concerts, operas at the Aspen Music Festival and school, quite a few of them coming up every Saturday morning starting on July 1st. Again, the Opera Scenes Masterclass, where some wonderful young talent gets out there, sings their hearts out, acts their hearts out, and then gets advice on how to do it even more. That's every Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and again starting on July 1st. July 15th, 17th, and 18th, Verdi's La Traviata taking place at Aspen's Wheeler Opera House. And then on Friday, July 21st, Ravel's L'Enfant et les Sortilèges. That's taking place with the Aspen Chamber Symphony, and singers from the Aspen Opera Center, Ed Berkeley is the director for that as well. Tuesday, July 25th, a recital with the great mezzo-soprano Michelle DeYoung. And Friday, July 28th, the Aspen Chamber Symphony with André Schön, the baritone, singing Mahler's Song of a Wayfarer, along with other works as well. Saturday, July 29th, that same baritone putting on a full-length recital for all of us to enjoy with more just a piano kind of thing. August 15th, 17th, and 19th. You don't want to miss the very opera from Mozart here that we are hearing, La Clemenza di Tito, taking place. And also, I might mention, by the way, Wednesday, August 16th is one of several, I think there's others as well, house music concerts, private opera performances at people's homes. This one happens to be on August 16th at 3:30. That's again at the Aspen Music Festival and School. And then again, the 15th, 17th, and 19th, as I had mentioned, La Clemenza di Tito, which we're enjoying here. And then finally on Sunday, August 20th, a big orchestra, the Aspen Festival Orchestra, doing the Berlioz Damnation of Faust with a full chorus and a number of really great singers. Robert Spano, the general musical director and the conductor of that concert. So aspenmusicfestival.com is how you can find out about all the great operatic events happening.